While China is accusing Australia of meddling in its internal affairs, the Australia-China Business Council has just unveiled a strategy aimed at trying to mend relations. And even though international visitors are barred from coming here because of COVID, the council's focused on rebuilding tourism. In the past financial year, the number of Chinese tourists plummeted 1.4 million, wiping $12 billion from Australia's economy. But the task of rebuilding Australia-China ties could have been made just a little bit trickier by the government's decision to offer Hong Kongers visa extensions. The president of the Australia-China Business Council is David Olson, and he's speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, David Olson, first to Australia's collapsing relationship with China, what chance do we have of rebuilding the diplomatic trade and business ties?
Well, there's no doubt that bilateral tensions are never good for business, but I'm fully aware the government's working hard at a diplomatic level to try to restore that balance with China, but we're working in a very uncertain, challenging environment at the moment. The most recent decisions around Hong Kong particularly.
Beijing has called Australia's offer of visa extensions to some Hong Kongers a gross interference in China's internal affairs. So should Australian exporters brace for another round of retribution, as we've seen with tariffs on barley and beef products?
Notwithstanding the very difficult political environment we're operating at the moment, which is not going to go away, Australia and China remain very attractive business partners with each other. Our people-to-people connections are long and abiding. The business relationship right now has never been stronger.
Australia's hoping to entice businesses to relocate from Hong Kong to Australia, but can Australia really compete with other nations in the region that might want that business as well, like Singapore?
We all want the best and brightest talent, access to the best ideas to be able to drive our economies forward. So I think it just means that Australia has to knuckle down, Australian business has to knuckle down to find our pathway forward. We need to work harder to engage in the region, to understand it better, so that we can participate and compete more effectively.
At the Australia-China Business Council, you're lobbying pretty hard to restore relations with China, but the Trade Minister isn't getting his phone calls returned and the diplomatic relationship really is in a deep freeze. So if the Trade Minister can't break through, how will you?
While the Trade Minister has certainly indicated that he's not been able to speak directly with his counterpart, there still remain dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of communications and contacts that are going on through the embassy, through Austrade, and even through industry and business associations.
So there are some very important back-channel conversations going on.
All the time. In fact, within the ACBC, we're talking constantly with DFAT, with Austrade, and directly with our counterparts in those organisations in China and around the region.
And what are the people on the ground in China and Hong Kong telling you about the tensions? How is that impacting their businesses?
Well, tensions are never good for business, but they're making sensible business decisions about the risks that they now face. This is just another layer of risk that we need to add into that, and all businesses are just making their own assessment of how they should respond to those challenges.
You have a paper out this morning with recommendations on rebuilding inbound tourism to Australia from China in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis and rising suspicion. How hard is that going to be?
Tourism is an incredibly important part of our economy. It's the fourth most significant contributor to the revenues of Australia and our GDP. The whole world is going to be competing for access to the Asian market and the Chinese market for international tourism. So we need to sharpen our focus and be smarter about how we attract those tourists back to Australia.
But apart from the obvious health concerns, you say that Australia needs to be more open and more user-friendly to China. So how can Australia improve its image?
We can't underestimate the difficulty we now face in bringing Chinese tourists back to Australia. We've had warnings issued within China that students and tourists shouldn't be coming here. So it's not like business as usual.
And this comes right down to potentially GST refunds for Chinese tourists, a greater awareness of Chinese payment platforms like Alipay and WeChat, but also to be more understanding and welcoming of Chinese tourists who might not understand the way we drive here.
Well, many of them, obviously are driving on the other side of the road from what we do here. So simple things like having signs in Chinese and languages that are sensible make a lot of sense.
And another big issue is visas, processing times and the language barrier that's deterring Chinese tourists. How do we get around that given the diplomatic tensions?
Well, these are administrative matters. They don't necessarily relate directly to the state of the political relationship. We just need to focus on having effective mechanisms that enable visas and applications to be processed so that we make it easier not just for Chinese tourists to come here, but for tourists from all around the world.
That's David Olson, the chairman of the Australia-China Business Council, and he was speaking with Peter Ryan.